Good morning. Our first reading comes from Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The word of the Lord.
Our second reading is from the book of Acts, beginning with the first verse. Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, and he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his sufferings by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days. And speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times nor the seasons that the Father has given by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thank you for standing for the reading of the gospel. The holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
God bless you. It's a privilege to be here on this Mission Sunday, and I'm going to allow my wife to share a little thing that the Lord put on her heart concerning the mission work that we're involved in.
I will say a little bit about myself. 30 years ago, and I asked myself a question, is there a God in the world? I think for everyone, we cannot understand this. Why you ask? Of course, there is God. But for me, no. Because you know communists, they don't believe God. So from our childhood, no any words, no anything has a good name about God. No. So when I figure out there is God in the world, and when I went to the university and met the missionary who teach me, taught me English, and I got saved. Now after that, and I became the Christian, and I graduated and went back to my hometown, became the, like a baby Christian. And I don't understand Bible, and one day, a hunger of God's food. And one night, I remember, at that time, I was sick. And almost 1 month, I could not eat any dry food, only a little bit of porridge. And I was middle school teacher. So, and I really want to find somebody, a Christian share God or something like that, but no one. My teacher is American, and she went back to America, and she wrote a letter to me. Every time the letter in my hand was opened, the policeman will be check the letter first, then give to me. So I have to stop. So I feel so lonely, and you cannot tell anybody about God and a Christian at that time. So I cried out one night and complained to God, why? My life seems like worse than before after I got saved. And why I could not understand Bible. And I'm crying. And suddenly I heard a voice like thunder, so loud and clear. Glory, don't cry, I love you. I cannot believe that I stopped crying. And again, glory, don't cry, I love you. It's like a sound so loud, I jump out the bed and looking for where the voice from. In my room is small, of course no any other person. So I open the window and suddenly I understood it was God. It's so, so powerful. And the next days I was healed and I was totally changing. And after that, I make up my mind, I want to go to the Bible school, study Bible, and tell people about Jesus. Because time, I will not share this long. And many years later, and I met Bill, and I pray and ask God, is this man you gave me to me a husband? Because somebody helped me to go to the United States to study Bible. And the visa is a problem. So they gave me suggestions to pray for you, maybe have a husband so you can have a visa. So I pray, and first, the man must be godly man, love God, love Jesus. Second, he must love China because after I study, I must go back to China, tell people about Jesus. The third, he must be American. This is praying much. And it's 1998. And he came, I think.
November.
I was so nervous. So I pray. And two times, God clear answered me, yes, you pray. This is your husband. I still doubt. When I third time pray, at that night, I had a dream. And three circle, one, two, and I stand there and I jumped the farthest the circle. Before I touch the ground, and Jesus, Yesu, Chinese, okay, in Chinese, character, Yesu, boom. And I woke up. And I sat on the bed with fear, okay? And I repent because I asked too much, I think. So I told God, I said that I obey. And from that time, I believe this is what God wanted me to do. Tell Chinese people about Jesus, okay? Before he spoke to me is in English, which I don't understand. Now this time, the dream, the circle, is Chinese. I still don't know the first circle and second circle, what's meaning inside. I don't know. Okay, so later, Bjorn and I serve God in China to be missionary. We are almost 18 years. It's fruitful and under the guidance with the Holy Spirit. And we will say that we did finish our Bible school degree. Of course, we not go to the United States, but we study in China. And before this trip, we come back to the United States in the taxi. We take a taxi to the airport. And I ask the taxi driver, I says, is there a church, Christian church in your city? And the taxi driver says, yes, there's one, because he drives the people to there. But he says, I don't like them. You know, they are superstition and they are religions. Wow, I says, wow. I said, do you know yourself? I said, you are religion. You are superstition. And he looked, he drove the car. He cannot say anything. So you don't understand what I say. I said, do you know that? I said, do you know Christmas Day? Do you know? He said, yes, because they celebrate Christmas Day. I says, do you know what they celebrate? He said he don't know. He does not know. So I told him about Jesus. Surprise us. And he was saved at that trip. Okay. And this is many happened in China. In China does not like United States. You can see many church or many. We even for 30 years opened the door to the still be a lot of means no government controlled, does not allow the because the government still think about this as a superstition. So I remember one time, so one couple, we have a meeting in the hotel, and a lot of friends come, and both of us will share about Jesus, the gospel. And one man was crying, and he was her husband, his wife. And he was crying. So later, I asked him, and he said, you know that? I'm looking for God for a long time. Now, I found it. Jesus is the true God. He worked in the government company, government's power station, power factory. You know, all these things you cannot tell anybody. They all free the persecution. So his wife, I remember his wife look at him, never understand her husband is looking for God. But later, and his wife was saved and became the house church leader. And their son went to university. And they always ask the son to go to find the church in that city. And the son told me one day, says that he want to be pastor in the future. You know, China is big, especially population. I don't know if you have an idea or not, you know. If you go, it says you come to United States, you see the car. You go China, you see the people, okay? People. We have 30 years for one child. One family only can have one child for 30 years. Our population still is growing. We were told we are growing up to 1.6 billion. Stop. You know, such big population, you know, they need the gospel. But today is because the government controlled so seriously, the gospel spread, it's very difficult, still be difficult, especially people lacking of the Bible knowledge. And I remember one day, and we got a call. Says the one family, one believer gave me call and says her sister was got accident. Bill and I ran to the hospital to see them. And when we arrived the hospital ICU, and six members of the family stand there waiting for us. When they first see us and saw us, their words is, why we just baptized a week ago and this tragedy happened in our family? We just baptized 3 of them. You know, I tell you, I really don't know how to answer. But I remember I complained to God. I remember I asked God 2 same questions. And God says he loves me. So I says, you know, God loves us. So I remember first is, saw the because the husband is drive. Was driving the car. Wife is sitting beside. So wife was hurt badly. Her liver was broken into pieces. And the rape and the lung, all, you know, and the damage. And but he just her arm was broken, not very seriously. And maybe 1 or 2 ribs has a problem. She saw me, she's crying. Both of them, this couple joined our training before, but he was very proud of me, okay? He was high educated and, you know, and smart. And so he's crying at that time. He reject to accept Jesus at that time before. So, but at that time he was crying. I didn't say anything. I said, do you want to accept Jesus as your savior? And he's crying. He said, yeah, yes. So I said, we short time to lead him confession. Then I told the family, found a corner. And we were 6 or 8 people together, stood in the circle, and hold on the hand and pray. And I pray that day, pray God's healing, okay? And I pray and God blessing them in the future. Yeah. So, and that's the Friday. The Monday, we were no result. If it was Monday, the doctor can see the medicine work, which means her liver will be have a hope, and she will be have a life. She will have life. If not, we don't know what will happen. That's what we believe that day. Pray and believe. And Monday, Tuesday, we went there, and she is recovering. And after that, this family, again, their children baptized more. 2 baptized again. So this is China. This is what we do. Okay? God's miracle is in everywhere. But today we still be, we says it is we lack of knowledge about the Bible. China does not like the United States. You have a different denomination. You have your denomination's university. China, no. Okay, you have your school. China, no. So, very limited. We have one brother because could not let my husband share. Yeah, we were very sad that the one brothers, and because I think God will protect him, okay? He said that faith, he has a faith. He said, God will protect me. Jesus will protect me. And he was taxi driver that day, and the 4 men took the taxi, and he took a risk. Another 3 taxi driver rejected these 4 men. But he believed God will protect him, but no. And he was murdered. And one of the group is a male group and was considered by the government as the false religion. They still Christian, but their teaching is not very good. On the season, you should plant the rice or plant the crops. And they dress in very beautiful new dress, and they go to the field to sing the worship song. They said that if we believe the crops, the rice will come out by itself. So all these things is today's situation. That's what we are doing. We try to training people, try to our best, or under the leading of the Holy Spirit, and give them understanding the Bible.
That is the main focus of our ministry. It's training leadership. Most of our training consists of between 20 to 30 people, who are pastors, elders, deacons from various churches around the country. And it's one of the biggest weak spots within the church in China is the lack of teaching. If you belong to a three-self government church, you are restricted in many of the doctrines that you can teach. One of the main doctrines of the church that cannot be taught is that of the Holy Spirit. It's unbelievable to think that you can have a church without an understanding of the Holy Spirit, but yet that is the case with the government three-self church in China, and that's a deliberate thing, because if you don't know the Holy Spirit, how can you have strength or power moving amongst your people? So it is a deliberate move by the government to keep the church weak, and God in his grace has given us a number of openings with various three-self or government churches in different parts of the country. One church, or I should say area we're working in right now, there are 10 churches in this particular area. Two of those churches have more than 800 people within them. And we have at least 20 or 30 people every time we do a training that come out that are specifically leaders, and it's making a difference. The opposite is for the underground church. The church in China is restricted. You cannot have so many churches within a certain area. Regardless of the number of Christians you have, you are still limited in the number of churches or structures you're allowed to have within that area. Example would be in our city, large city we're in, has nearly 7 million people. There's only about 5 churches that are provided for all the Christians within that area. It's a deliberate move, again, to keep the church weakened. And therefore, the church seeks other ways of providing a place of fellowship for those that want to come and know God. So you have the underground church. The only problem you have with the underground church is that they get a hold of various doctrines. Many of them are false doctrines, or some of them are homemade. They grow up on their own, where people have their own idea or perception of something the Bible does not say, and therefore it continues to spread. And this is why we have such a large problem with cults in China. China is probably the largest producer of cults than any other country within the world, and most of them are homegrown. I would say that about 90% of the cults in China come out of new movements. And the thing about these cults is that they're dangerous. They're aggressive. They seek out and they prey on the underground church. When a cult discovers that there's an underground church working in or coming together in a certain area, they seek to infiltrate that church, become part of the membership, and then slowly draw that church away to their particular doctrine. And it has not been uncommon for them to actually assault and in some case murder the pastor of the church so that they might send their own leadership in there and to assimilate that particular group into their own teaching. So it's a unique situation, and it's been provided for by the government itself, which refuses to allow the number of churches that they need to be able to exist. So you have these two different focuses. You have the above-ground church, the three-self church, with its limited in its doctrine. You have the underground church, which is open to any doctrine that comes. And in both situations, you need solid teaching. So this is what my wife and I have been focusing on for the past almost 18 years. And God has been gracious to us to open many doors before us. I like to say is that, in a final word, is that the recent persecution that the church endured within a certain province in 2016 has ended. Unfortunately, it was the way that it ended. the government there in Wenzhou and Zhejiang probably has the largest number of Christians of any other province within China. They go all the way back to the time of Hudson Taylor. So the Christians in this area, we're talking about a fourth and fifth generation Christians, and they're numerous. But again, because the government does not provide the places of worship that are needed, there were many churches that sprang up within the area that did not have permission to be built. But it went on for a number of years without being checked by the government. But in the last couple of years, they decided they were going to do something about it. And instead of using wisdom and dealing with it wisely, what they decided to do was they decided to tear down churches, tear down crosses, and to confiscate property. They could have easily settled it by just fining people, but they chose to go this route. One particular church decided they were not going to allow their church to be torn down, and thousands of members from this church came out, linking arm to arm, refused to allow the bulldozers to come in and tear down their property or their church. And it worked. Another church, similar to that, decided they were going to copy that tactic. And when they did so, this time they decided to plow through the line with the bulldozers, and the pastor's wife was buried alive. That ended the persecution or the move in that particular area, and it's brought about a great discussion about how to deal with the church in China. And we're expecting in 2017 that the dialogue is going to be opened up, and hopefully it's going to go in the right direction, that we're going to see a more positive attitude towards the church in China, and hopefully with that, a openness and understanding that will actually lead to a propagation or a larger dissemination of the gospel. So we do need your prayers. And for us as a body, it is time. It's for God's time to get behind what God is doing throughout the world, whether it's China, whether it's India, or any other nation that God may put on our hearts. But it's time. We can see what's happening in the Middle East, that things are coming closer to a close. And God has given us as his church, as his body, a mandate to reach those who do not know the gospel. So may we all come together in prayer and in support to reach those who do not know, and lift up the name of Jesus throughout the world. Amen.